Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm Tessa Randello. A new report suggests Medicare is stuck in the past and in need of an urgent overhaul. The Grattan Institute says the universal healthcare system is no longer fit for purpose. Assistant Treasurer Stephen Jones has told the ABC the government is aware.
Harder and harder to get access to bulk billing, difficulty in getting access to GPs in particular, and the big gap between what they're being charged and what they're getting back from Medicare. So, yeah, there is an issue in the system. There's no doubt about it.
Labor's putting aside $250 million a year to bring Medicare up to speed. Around a million Aussies are about to get a boost increase to their welfare payments. Canberra will confirm the biggest indexation increase in two decades today. Briefly, four people charged with manslaughter after the death of a Burnie man are being sentenced today. Meantime, two people are in serious condition in hospital following a motorcycle accident at a toy run in New Norfolk. The Reserve Bank's gearing up for its final cash rate decision for the year, with another hike expected to drop tomorrow. Another 25 basis points would bring the rate to 3.1%, marking eight consecutive rises this year. And the state government is hoping that a new app could be the answer for the high roadkill toll on our roads, and we can now send photos of the location of animals we find on the roads. Save Tasmanian Devils Dr. Sam Fox says it comes at one of the most dangerous times of year.
What we are finding is that we have a peak in roadkill over the summer months, so that usually starts around November and it goes all the way through to March and April.
France and England are both through the World Cup quarterfinals, France defeating Poland 3-1 this morning. A quad injury to captain Pat Cummings has soared Australia's first test victory over the West Indies. Cummings didn't bowl on the first day as the Aussie retained the Frank Worrell trophy. And the Jack Jumpers have pulled off an impressive win against Brisbane thanks to a massive 33 points from Milton Doyle.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.